Once again, it's good to be with you folks here. And first of all, let me say, send you greetings from the Emmanuel Missionary Baptist Church out at Old Town, at Greenup County there. And we're thankful to the church and to the pastor for the invitation to come and proclaim God's Word. Any time that I get behind a pulpit, whether it's in my own home church or whether it's somewhere else, I feel an awesome responsibility. Folks, I'll tell you what, when you get comfortable back here, I think you're getting ready to end yourself up in trouble. It is an awesome responsibility to preach God's Word. It's a great responsibility for a man of God to stand behind a pulpit and encourage God's people. One thing that I believe we need in our churches today, the last day in which we are living, is encouragement. We need lifted up. We need to understand that there's no time to quit. Listen, the finish line is just out of sight just now, but you wait and see. It's going to come in before you know it. And as we, in these last days, have to put up with such filth and such degradation in our country, amongst our leaders and our politicians, amongst school teachers and every walk of life, you see perverseness going on in America today. Folks, it's time for God's people to stand and rally together. It's time for God's people to be revived and rejuvenated and encouraged. Listen tonight, it's no time for God's people to look down and say, what's the use? It's time for God's people to stand and be counted for. Tonight, I pray that you've been praying for revival in this church. I'm talking about all the churches that are gathered here tonight. I'll tell you what, our church, we came through a great meeting here back in March, and folks, I'll tell you, we expect revival. We need revival. God's people today need something to look forward to. Listen, it's time for God's people to enjoy coming to the church again. You know, today, that's one thing that I always pray, that God's people will find a joy just coming to the house of God. It is a joy. It's a privilege, first of all, to come into this place of worship, to be gathered with the saints of God in hopes of true worship. Because, folks, if you're not here to worship tonight, we're wasting our time. We are truly wasting time. But in order to have revival, and I trust it's what you've been praying about, God's people have to do a few things. And I'm talking about from the pulpit through the pew, God's people together have a work to do. But the main thing that God's people have to do is follow God. I mean, if you expect to be blessed of God in any situation, you've got to understand something. You've got to be walking with God. You've got to be following after God and His Word. If you would, I'd like to turn your Bibles to Joshua tonight in chapter 5. Joshua in chapter 5. I'm going to begin reading at verse 10. And to save some time, I'm not going to read all of chapter 6, but chapter 6 goes into the conquering of Jericho. But here I want you to see in chapter 5 and verse 10, what is being said here. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at evening in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes, parched corn in the selfsame day. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna by any more. But they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, Art thou for us, or for our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as the captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth, and did worship and said unto him, What saith my Lord unto his servant? A very important verse of Scripture there. If God's people are going to be revived, this is one place that all of us has got to come to. We've got to come to the gifts and to the fact that God is speaking. And God, when God begins to speak, our main initiative ought to be, What saith the Lord unto His servant? Tonight we are saved by the grace of God. Listen, you're servants of the Most High, and God gives us direction every day of our lives, every moment of our existence. God is dealing with us and moving upon our thought process with the leading of the Holy Spirit. And listen, what we need to say is, Lord, here am I. What do you want me to do? Verse 15 goes on and says, And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. Friend, tonight, if we're going to be revived, listen, we've got to follow what God would have us to do. We've got to understand that God is speaking to each and every one of you here tonight. If you're saved by the grace of God, whether you're a member of this church or some other church, I want you to know something. God is going to speak to you tonight, not because of me, but because of what His Word says. And the Word has been preached throughout all this week. God is speaking to each and every one of you. And tonight we need to get an understanding that we, as God's people, must follow Him if we expect to be revived. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, dear Lord, tonight as we bow in Your presence, we come again thanking You and praising You for another great day. We thank You, O God, for another wonderful opportunity to be behind the pulpit and to proclaim Thy glorious Word. Lord, tonight, as I have already said in my study this very day, and as I have looked over this sermon time and time again, Lord, You've even directed my own heart tonight. You've caused me to understand that there is something being said here and we need to follow You. Lord, I pray tonight that You bless each and every saved saint of God that's in this house. And Lord, I pray that we will follow what You would have us to do. Dear God, we're all needing revival. We're all needing a closer walk with You. We all need that sweet, sweet Spirit in our presence. And Lord, tonight I pray that You will cause us all to see the great need of the hour. Lord, bless us with a great revival. Bless this church, Lord. Bless all the sister churches who have gathered here tonight. Lord, I pray that You draw us all close to You. Lord, may this be a night when we leave that we're able to say it's been good to be in the house of God. And Lord, tonight I pray, bless me. Lord, I need Thy power tonight. I need strength. Lord, tonight I need freedom of speech. I need unction from on high. Dear God, tonight I pray that You will move upon these old lips of clay. Lord, place in my mind the things You would have me to say. And dear God, tonight, as I say often when I get behind the pulpit, Lord, don't let me say anything that's contrary to Your Word. Lord, I trust You tonight, and I pray that You'll bless us. And I ask You to forgive us for sin which we have done. For it's in Christ's name, His sake, that I pray. And amen. Following after our great God. You know, tonight we're bringing a message that will or should cause us to see the good in following after God's own leadership. Many times we're compassed with a great force of enemy, and often is the case that we allow our eyes to direct us. I mean, when it comes to trouble, it seems like when we just look out at our own human eyes and we see things coming, we're prone to get away from it. But listen, we need to understand that God is on our side. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Listen, that's one thing that God's people have got to get a hold of tonight. Listen, the reason why America's in the shape she's in tonight is because God's churches, God's true churches, have laid down the standard and have quit preaching the Word of God. Listen tonight, it's time for God's people to get a hold of the horns of the altar and begin to pray again for God's people in America. We as God's people need to understand something. We need to follow what God would have us to do. So many today have laid down their arms when it comes to preaching against sin. So many today have laid down the arms and they've fallen into rebellion because they won't preach against things like homosexuality and these other terrible, hideous crimes that are going on in America today. Listen, folks, God's men need to take a stand. And God's people need to see to it that the pastors of the churches are doing just that, taking a stand. Last night I brought a message in our church. It was entitled, if I don't get it wrong, What We Must Do to Maintain Our Baptist Heritage. Listen, folks, there's some work to be done today. Baptists are laying down on the job and we're not preaching the word like we ought to. And listen tonight, the reason why God's people are not being blessed is because we're not following what God would have us to do. Listen tonight, I wish us to realize this evening that we should not walk by sight, but as God would have us to lead us, we need to walk by faith. First of all, tonight, I want you to notice something with me. I want you to notice where these people were. These people were, in verse 10 tells us, they were at Gilgal. Where is Gilgal? Listen, Gilgal, they were encamped at Gilgal, and Gilgal is a place of dedication. It's a place of redirection. It's a place of recommitment. Tonight, if God's churches are going to be blessed, if God's churches are going to be revived, we have to get to the place of Gilgal and get redirected in our vision tonight. We need to build a place of surrender to God's will. You know, so many times today I hear people say, well, you know what, I would do this and I would do that. Listen, it's just time to surrender to what God's will would be in our lives. Have you surrendered to God's will tonight? Look at verse 5 of chapter 5. We'll read down through verse 9. The Bible says, now all the people that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness by the way as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had not circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, till all the people that were men of war which came out of Egypt were consumed, because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, unto whom the Lord sware that He would not show them that land which the Lord sware unto the fathers, that He would give us a land that floweth with milk and honey. And their children whom He raised up in their stead, then Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them by the way. And it came to pass, when they had done circumcising all their people, that they abode in their place in the camp, till they were whole. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Wherefore, the name of this place is called Gilgal unto this day. It's a place of dedication. It's a place of surrender. It's a place where we change where we've been and where we're going. I call the place a place of recommitment and rededication because of what we see in Deuteronomy in chapter 10. We'll go back there just for a moment. It's just back another book here, and I want you to look at this in Deuteronomy chapter 10. And I want you to look at verse 12. Now, folks, tonight, in order for revival to come to the Grace Missionary Baptist Church, in order for revival to come in any true New Testament Baptist church, this verse has to be recognized. The Bible says in verse 12 of Deuteronomy chapter 10, and now Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in His ways, and to love Him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Now, he didn't stop there though, did he? He goes on. There's so many times people say, well, I love the Lord, and I love the Lord, and I love the Lord. But listen, how much of the Word do you love tonight? Listen, this is where we get our directive from. This is where God's people must take an initiative to follow what the Lord would have them do. He says, to keep the commandments of the Lord and His statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's, thy God. The earth also, with all that is therein, is only the Lord have a delight in thy fathers who love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. What's this saying to us? Listen, tonight, if we expect to be blessed of God, listen, there's some trimming work that needs to be done in our lives. There's something about just getting back to the principles, getting back to God's Word, getting back to following what God would have us to do if we had ever expect to be blessed. You know, sometimes we as God's children, we sort of need a spiritual surgery, don't we? We need to have the rough edges trimmed away from us. We need to have our stiff necks straightened up. We need to have our stiff backs bent a little bit. We need to have our knees that won't bend. We need to have them bent down. They will fall on our face and we're praying to God and we're asking God to direct us and lead us. We need to come to our Gilgal from time to time. We need a place of redirection. That's what revival does for us. It redirects our thought process. It gives us a new directive. And not a new directive, but it brings us back to the place where God wants us to be. There we can fully be blessed. And secondly, tonight I want you to see this. We need to realize that the captain of the host is nearby. That's the problem in America today. Amongst Christianity, listen, nobody thinks anymore. Nobody realizes the fact that God walks with us every day of our lives. Psalm 139 lets you know real quick that God is always watching over us. He's ever by our side. He always sees the sin of man. And folks, one day He's going to bring judgment upon all of us. The thing of it is, if God's people expect to miss that judgment, I should say, God's people need to walk by Him. We need to understand that the host is nearby. Joshua, when he looked up and he saw the man drawn with the sword, he would do as only any good leader would do. He would have first of all asked, "What in the world's going on? Listen, are you for us or are you against us?" The Lord said, "Listen, I'm here. And I'm here for you." But listen, today we need to understand that God is always near us. Psalm 139, as I said, and I'm going to have to read a little bit of it because this is one thing that keeps me in tune. This is one place in the Scripture that always makes me recognize that God is always watching over me. He sees the things that I do. He sees the things that I'm thinking. He sees the things that I'm committing. Listen, folks, God is on the throne and He still sees everything. The Bible goes on to say here in Psalm 139, "O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me." You know, tonight, Christian, I want you to know something. Every last one of us tonight has been searched out. This very evening tonight, as we come into this house of God, we come in either to worship or we come in just a bad time. I want you to know something. God, who's on the throne, has already searched the hearts out of men. He says, "Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my fall afar off." Listen, folks, this is one thing that gets my attention very quickly. He understands my thought all before it ever leaves my tongue. God knows it all. He says, "For there is not a word of my tongue, but, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether." Oh, my friend, tonight, you see, God is always near. God is always by us. He's always watching over us. He sees the things that we do, and God calls every last one of us to sit up and pay attention. The nearness of God is always by us. Listen, how often do we forget to reverence Him as we should? I mean, seriously now, folks. Think about it. When we come into the house of God, are you really reverencing God tonight? Are you really understanding the fact that He may be walking up and down these aisles tonight? He may be sitting beside you tonight. Listen, folks, He may be looking into your very heart tonight. Listen, God is still the God, and He hasn't changed. Such knowledge for me is too wonderful. You know that? That's the great God of heaven. Oh, my friend, tonight, we must understand His nearness. We must be a people who are teachable. You know, when God's Word is opened, when God's man, or maybe it's one of the teachers in the church, has opened up God's Word, and he's already been praying, he's already been asking God to give him what he needs to bring out. Listen, I need you to understand something. God's Word, as one has already said tonight, His Word will not return unto Him void. It'll find its mark one way or the other, folks. You know, sometimes that's a scary thought. This Word, this old Word right here. Oh, friend, tonight, you know how many today are throwing away this old Word? You know how many today are willing to lay down and water down this old Word? Listen, my friend, tonight right here is the book you need to have in your home. This is the book you need to have in the pulpit. You need to have a good King James Version book in the Bible. And listen, you need to be preaching God's Word just like it is to people, just as they are. We need to realize that God is watching over us. You know the reason why that I stand up here and my knees shake like I'll get out? I know, and listen, there's a great responsibility here. I know my God is here, though. Friend, I've already asked Him not to allow me to say anything that's contrary to His Word, and I take Him at His Word, and I trust Him that He'll do just that. Now, friend, I want you to know something. That God's Word is powerful. The Bible says it's sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing even to the center of soul and spirit. Folks, I want you to know something. This is God's Word, and it's a wonderful Word. Tonight, let me ask you if you can say this tonight. As I said, we're looking for revival. We're praying for revival. God's people, God's men need to be praying for revival tonight. But then each and every one of us say this and understand something. God is near and God is close enough for you to just reach out and say, Lord, search me. How many of us are always willing to do that? I mean, think about it now, folks. Listen, if you really want to be revived, you've got to come to a place where you can say, God, search me and see if there be any wicked way in me. You know, we're all human, aren't we? We all have sin in our lives. We need to come to the point and say, search me, O God, and know my heart, and try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way of everlasting. Listen tonight. When we come to worship God, we must come with a willing heart to follow His will for our lives. We must be able to say, what saith my Lord unto His servant? Same thing that Joshua asked. What saith my Lord unto thy servant? You know, tonight, if we are to expect victory in our lives, we must be willing to ask, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? You remember that old phrase that came from Paul's mouth? I want you to think about something tonight. When we think about asking the Lord what will have me to do, listen, what will He have you to do tonight? Understand, dear child of God, He has to be respected and reverenced. And we can do both when we submit to His will and authority. You know, so many today want to act like they don't want to submit and don't want to have anything to do with God ruling over them. Listen, I have a problem with that kind of salvation. You know, those that are truly saved by the grace of God, they already own Him as Lord and Savior. I do have a problem with people that want to own Him as Lord but or as Savior but not as Lord. It don't work that way. When you're saved by the grace of God, listen, He owns you. You need to understand that tonight. He is the captain of your salvation. We can do nothing except to be under His will and authority. I want you to go to Psalm chapter 4 with me. Psalm and chapter 4. And I'm going to look at these first. Well, I'll just read the whole Psalm here. It says, hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. Have you ever been there? Listen, if you've come to the end of yourself, you've been here. You've come to the place where you know there's no other way, there's no other avenue to follow. Listen, when you quit beating your head against a stone and say, I'll follow Him, listen, the Bible says, hear me when I call God out of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O you sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after leasing Selah? But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. I wonder why. You ever expect to be blessed of God? Listen, you've got to be godly. You've got to have that life where God can bless you. You've got to understand something, that God is to be reverenced and God is to be understood that He is always by you. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still, Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in mine heart. More than in the time that their corn and their wine increased, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For Thou, Lord, only makest me to dwell in safety. In Psalm chapter 33, in verse 8, the Bible says, let all the earth fear the Lord. Let the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. Folks, I say tonight, that churches once again need to stand in awe of Him. Churches need to stand in awe of the great God of heaven. For truly He is something to be awed of. In Psalm 89, I'm going to move along here now. I'm about to lose my voice. In Psalm 89, look at verse 5 to begin with. The Bible says, in the heavens shall praise Thy wonders, O Lord, Thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. Listen, folks, that's us tonight. In the congregation of the saints tonight, listen, we need to fear the Lord tonight if we ever expect to be blessed of God. For who in heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about Him. Verse 15 says, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of Thy countenance. In Thy name shall they rejoice all their day, and in Thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For Thou art the glory of their strength, and in Thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Thirdly tonight, now I'm going to be coming to a close in just a moment. Thank you, brother. Notice what happens when we rededicate ourselves in reverence and reverence Him as we should. Joshua chapter 6 is nothing but a whole chapter of victory. Why? Because God's people done what God told them to do. Tonight, if this church is going to be revived, you've heard the Word of God this week, no doubt. You've heard the preaching of God's Word. Listen, you hear your pastor week in and week out. Listen, the Word of God is being preached. Just follow what God will have you to do, and I promise you, God will grant the victory. In Joshua chapter 6, I'm going to read a few scriptures. Joshua in chapter 6. We'll read verses 1 through 5 to begin with. I'm not going to read the whole chapter. I would like to, but I'm just not going to be able to tonight. Joshua in chapter 6 of verse 1 says, now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Listen, they had it all sealed up. There was a wall all the way around. The gates were all closed and guards all the way around. Listen, they was all sealed up. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thy hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor, and ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go around about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. Now, for just a moment, just think about this. And every last one of us have read this story time and again. Our pastors have brought it to us time and again. But listen, just for a moment, listen to this. Here's a huge city. Here's a large city here. And I want you to see all the defenses were already made up. They were all inside the gated city. The walled city was protected. And listen, God's people were told to do it. March around the building. March around the city. What else could they do? Listen, tonight when God gives you direction, what else can you do by following? Listen, if you ever expect to be blessed of God, when God gives you a command, when God gives you a direction, when the Holy Spirit deals with your heart, when He comes in and starts telling you, this is what you need to do, this is the way you need to go, what else can you do but following Him? If you want to be blessed of God, what else can you do? The Bible says, ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And seven priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. Now this is the scene before tonight. This is the directive of God. He tells them to march around the city. And then when you hear the horn blast, listen, give a great shout and the walls are going to fall. I mean, sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? Listen, but it's God. That's what you need to remember. We're dealing with the great God of heaven tonight. He may be telling you something you may think is ridiculous, but listen, I want you to know something. He's the great God of heaven tonight. You know what happened to me? I'll tell you what happened to me when I was called to preach. I thought that was a ridiculous thought. How about who in the world? Who am I to stand behind the pulpit? Believe me. Sometimes when I stand here, I still stand amazed at what He brought me from and where He's brought me to. I was an old construction worker, and I mean I was a hard working man, but listen, there's one thing I couldn't do. I couldn't talk to a crowd. I later moved up and I got into supervision, and when it come time to give a meeting or some kind of safety meeting or some kind of talk or something, or when we was in a big meeting, you know what I done? I delegated. I can't do it. Then the Lord called me to preach. And I've said this time and again, I know our people have heard it. Now I can't shut up. You know what? I've got something to say now. I've got God's Word tonight. It may have been a ridiculous thought to me back in the early years, but listen, now I look and I see God is amazing. God is good. You know what? God blesses us even when we don't deserve a blessing. But if we just follow what God would want us to do, that's when we have the victory. In verse 16 of this chapter 6, the Bible says, and it came to pass at the 7th time when the priest blew the trumpet, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. And the city shall be accursed, even it, and all that are therein to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye, in any wise, keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest you make yourselves accursed when you take the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel accursed and a trouble. Listen, God has given directive here. He's given directive to all the children of Israel, all the warriors. Listen, don't bother the stuff. What they can do. Achan went in and he done what God didn't want him to do. Listen, what happened? God's judgment fell upon him, didn't it? Achan lost his life. All because he didn't follow what God had him to do. You know tonight, we as God's people need to understand something. God hasn't changed. God's still the same God as He was back then, folks. He's a God that will never change. This is one thing that I have to keep reminding myself of. Listen, God is still on the throne. He's never changed and He's still the same. That's the same God we follow after today. And He said, just follow me. You want the victory? God's people want revival? Right here, folks. Follow this old word. This is where all of God's people can find revival. Right here. You know why? Because this word gives us direction. This word tells us in Psalm 119:11, Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against Thee. You know, that's one of the greatest verses I believe I've ever got myself into. Because when the devil began to put something in my mind, when the devil began to see some wicked thought come across my eyes, listen, I would go back to that Psalm 119:11, it says, Thy word! And that's what I defend myself with. God's Word. Folks, when you have your life filled up with God's Word, you know you're able to defend yourself against Satan's attacks. But listen tonight, are you following after God's direction? You know, I'm reminded of an old song, Faith is a Victory. Encamped along the hills of light, you Christian soldiers rise. And press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe and bells below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is a victory, we know, that overcomes the world. Its banner over us is love, our sword, the Word of God. We tread the road, the saints above, with shouts of triumph trod. By faith they like a whirlwind's breath swept over every field. The faith by which they conquered death is still our shining shield. On every hand the foe we find, drawn up in dread array. Let tents of ease be left behind, and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head, with truth and girt about. The earth shall tremble neath our tread, and echo with our shout. I think about the children of Israel, when they give that big shout, I tell you what, when them walls come tumbling down, I bet the children of those folks of Jericho, I believe, they began to tremble. My opinion, when they saw them marching around, they began to be quaking. To him that overcomes the foe, with raiment shall be given. Before the angels, he shall know his name confessed in heaven. And onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the host of night in Jesus' conquering name. Remember that old song? Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Hey, folks, tonight, if you expect to be blessed of God, you've got to have faith in God enough to follow Him every step of the way. I pray that God's going to bless you tonight. Listen, we understand all through the Scriptures that there are overcomers. I understand from Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 30. Here we see something that I want to close with. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 30. And I've been saying I was going to close for a while now, Anthony. This is it. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 30 says this. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. See, those people probably thought that was a pretty weak defense system. They probably thought that was a pretty weak system to overtake a city just marching around, blowing the trumpet and shouting. But listen. When we follow after what God would have us to do, anything's possible. You know, church, tonight, that's the one thing I want to leave you with. if God's churches truly want to be blessed, they've just got to have faith in the God that they are serving and listen and understand something. He's on the throne. He's more powerful than Satan. It's just time for God's people to come back and say, I want to follow the Lord fully tonight.